Jimmy.
What's it going down the road now, Guffy?
Yeah, did you see that band of Dynamo the other night? There's a badass fella. They be playing up the road tonight. You want to go down and see him?
Yeah. Let's swing by and pick up barbecue, too.
I can dig that. Let's take your car, because I'm a little low on gas.
From the Hickory Smoked Heartland, double the mess and half the taste, the Skinny White Boy Cash Pod.
We interrupt this program to bring you the latest from the National Weather Service out of Springfield. They have just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for extreme southern Jasper County in southwest Missouri. This remains in effect until 10:30. At 10:12 this evening, minutes ago, National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing golf ball-sized hail. This storm was located near Joplin and moving southeast at 30 miles per hour. The severe thunderstorm will be near Duquesne by 10:25. The towns of Oakland Park, Atlas, and Fidelity are also in the path of this severe thunderstorm. This severe thunderstorm warning replaces the tornado warning that was in effect for southwest Jasper County. Again, although the tornadic threat has ended in Jasper County, the northern part of this storm will remain capable of producing very large hail through the next 10 minutes till 10:30 tonight. Again, the National Weather Service in Springfield has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for extreme southern Jasper County in southwest Missouri until 10:30. Stay tuned to this station for later statements and possible warnings. We now return you to regular programming.
It's about 10:30. It's a Thursday night. Actually, it is June 30th, 2005, and my stomach just came out of the knot that it tied itself in, or started to tie itself in, a little before 9. You see, at a little before 9, let's say, I think it was 8:45, but I'm sure there are people that will correct me if I'm wrong. The tornado sirens went off. And don't worry, no tornado touched down in our little town here in the Hickory Smoke Heartland, but did you hear that? I don't know. Can you hear that? That thunder outside? Well, the tornado sirens went off, and if you're not familiar with the concept of tornado sirens, it's very much like in Europe, where they have sirens to warn people of oncoming air raids, bombings. We have tornado sirens that tell us, you better get the heck into your basement, or any other safe place, but a basement is the safest place. Because we have spotted a tornado, and it might, or not, because tornadoes are entirely unpredictable, come to your house. So, I grabbed the two cats and the dog and got in the basement, and my neighbor called because they don't have a basement. They said, can I please be in your, and I was like, of course, come on in. So they brought all their kids and their two dogs, and my wife, who's working out of town, said, hey, did you call your daughter? And I'm like, no, not yet. Why don't you call her? So 2 minutes later, they were in the basement, and then people that I don't know personally, but that know my wife, they happened to be driving by my house and saw the cellar door open and jumped into the basement as well. We had a regular party in the basement until the power went out, and of course I had forgotten to grab the flashlights, so luckily there were a whole bunch of people with cell phones, so we lit our basement with cell phones, and the little kids were wearing their shoes that had like the little lights in them, so yeah, I'm making it sound really, really fun, but it really isn't. I mean, when a thing like that happens, I mean, that's when your stomach starts turning upside down, because if you've ever lived through a tornado, or if you've seen the devastation it can do up close and personal, I've never been in a tornado, but the town I live in has been, I was out of town at the time, but the town I live in was hit by a tornado in 2000, and I came back that night, and the next morning it was just horrible. I mean, it's unbelievable what a little bit of wind can do. So yeah, my stomach is just about, you know, unknotting itself of the uproar it was in. And I came back to my office, and the power was out long enough for the UPSs to die on me, so I had to reboot all my computers and all that good stuff. But that's the most important thing, is that nothing happened and we're safe again. So yeah, I had a fun time tonight. And by the way, this is really the reason I'm recording this. I'm still a little bit shook up. So you know, indulge me, if you will. And let me take a sip of my drink here. Hold on. But actually, you know what you do in situations like this? You start joking, and it's like, so my first joke was like, well, now I finally know why I bought the iRiver, because it was the only thing in the basement that kept me informed by its built-in FM receiver that I had tuned to a local station that was playing all the weather warnings, one of which, you know, I'll probably record one, because I'm sure there'll be plenty more coming onto the radio tonight. I'll record one, so for people who are not familiar with the whole concept of severe weather and warnings on radio and TV about it, I'll play one. But that was pretty intense stuff, and we're all out of the basement now, and the neighbors went home, and like I said, we had like their two dogs, my dog, my two cats, and oh, by the way, the cat like pissed all over me, because he was scared, because I pretty much, I didn't want to let it go in the basement in fear that it would like crawl into a corner that I could not get to, and so I had pretty much had a death grip on it and wouldn't let go. So then it just pissed all over me. That was fun. Not. But I got a change of clothes, and so yeah, we're back in the land of the living again. Whew! That was quite an experience. So yeah, and this, by the way, happens it happens a couple of times every spring. At least, well, a few times every spring. So you know, it's almost a lot of fun to be in the Midwest of the United States in the springtime. I mean, they call this part of the country Tornado Alley. Shit. Well, I'm glad I'm recording this on the iRiver, because bang, there went the power again. You heard all the beeps. That was actually that was the UPS kicking in. Except it did its work. It kept the computers on, because the power just dipped here, because probably, you know, lightning getting too close to a generator or something. Fun stuff. I mean, yeah, it's all around us tonight. So I better get back to the radio and check to see if there's any new warnings that I should be worried about. But I'm not too worried. The sirens in town work, so if I hear them, I'll just crawl back into my basement and we'll have another block party. And with that, how do they say that in regular radio? Oh yeah, we'll return you to regular programming. Adios. Kudo ga arimasu, watakushi wa ayatsuri, yo ga kirai desu, doki ga shimasu. May I have your attention, please?
From the Hickory Smoked Heartland, double the mass and half the taste, the skinny white boy, Cast God.
We're out of the basement, hooray. It is by now the day after Independence Day. So I hope y'all had a great, great 4th of July. Welcome to our new listeners that are coming in through the iTunes 4.9, the new release of iTunes now supporting podcasting. Great stuff. You guys doubled my listener base. So welcome and thank you for that. Hey, what's going on in today's show? Music. Music and more music. Even the historical soundbite is music. Yeah, old, but it is pod safe and ready for your iPod. So let's... Ooh, what was that?
Podcasting with Skinny White Boy.
Let's just go to some tunes. This is Fat Cat Daddies. Everybody likes it. That is not the Fat Cat. God. Are we going to try this one more time? How about we do the Fat Cat Daddies now? Once again, everybody likes it. That's the right tune. Thank you.
Welcome to the internet radio experience.
You would think I'd still am in the basement with those tornado sirens going off, but really, this is really good. I mean, first show after the June 28th iTunes 4.9 release, and I completely just screw it up. Welcome anyway, iTunes listeners. Glad to have you here. Yeah, I just downloaded a new version of, well, of iTunes too, but that was not what I was going to say. I just downloaded a new version of Mixcast Live, which is the tool that I use to create these podcasts, the Skinny White Boy Cast Pod. And of course, I screwed up doing that, and then all my settings were lost. I had to redo them, and yeah, what do? I put stuff back, not under the key that it was under in the previous version. Now I decided to rearrange things, so I do not know where anything is anymore, and as a result, I played a wrong song. Right, so you got the intro to a song that I'll be playing just a little bit later, but not right now. Anywho, speaking of iTunes 4.9, if you are a listener to through iTunes 4.9 that now has podcasting support, then you might not know that we're actually also on the web. We have a website, and it's skinnywhiteboy.castpod.org, and that's skinnywhiteboy.castpod.org. Go there if you want to leave a comment or anything, any news about the show, it's going to be there. So, a nice augmentation, if you will, to iTunes. Okay, and like I said, we're only going to do music, because this is the most ill-prepared show I've ever done. Normally, around this time in the show, I'm doing some thing that I'd like to call the historical soundbite. Well, I'm going to do that anyway, but today that historical soundbite is yet another song. So the only thing I really... Oh, wait, you know what I'll do? I'll play the intro that normally goes to the historical soundbite.
One of the most thrilling adventures in the war happened today when an American destroyer dashed to within 25 miles of Tokyo to rescue two American flyers.
Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate.
So that was that, yeah, the historical soundbite. Like I said, it's a song. It's a song from a 19... Of course, now I can't find my show notes. See, I'm just not with it tonight. Oh, well. 1921, it's a recording by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. And it's their song, St. Louis Blues. A little bit about it. One of the very few things I know about it is that it came off of a 78 RPM record. You know, can you remember those things, those big black things? Not the ones that DJs play with nowadays, because some of them still do use vinyl. Isn't it hard to imagine that there's actually people that don't remember that? God, I'm showing my age, ain't I? Anyway, the vinyl that I'm talking about, the 78 RPM vinyl, is the really thick and rock hard. I mean, it wasn't very flexible. It break easy, and thus not a whole lot of them are left, but some of them are left, and then some collectors actually make digital recordings off of them and put them out on the internet, and that's what you're going to hear. This is, once again, the original Dixieland Jazz Band with their version of St. Louis Blues.
Thank you. can be. Or else she would not win so far from me.
Dynamo's Rhythm Aces, my new all-time favorite band. If you've been listening to the show, you know this. Band from the UK, somewhere around Birmingham, I believe. But if you really want to get the skinny on that, go over to podcastpaul.com, because he knows all about these guys. Actually, he interviewed them once, and he was kind enough to put that interview back online for a short while. it was available. I don't, maybe it still is. I don't know. Go check out the comments underneath show number 5 on our website, skinnywhiteboy.castpod.org, and maybe you will still find that feed there. Interview with the Dynamo's Rhythm Aces, band from the UK that are putting contemporary music into a 30s, 40s, 50s swing jacket, and absolutely brilliant, brilliant stuff. So, yeah, go check them out. By the way, not pod safe. There are some samples that you can get online at, actually, yeah, once again, podcastpod.com. That's where you can get some samples, I know for sure. These guys are their own website. Is at dynamosrhythmaces.com. I love them. I absolutely love them. And you'll be hearing more of them in the, maybe not next time, but for sure in one of the upcoming shows. In other news, here in Kansas, everybody's sighing a breath of relief because a while ago, they after like 31 years, they captured the BTK killer, which was a guy that in the 70s and all the way through the 80s, killed off whole families in the Wichita, Kansas area, and he would then write letters to the police and to the press about his killings, and he signed those with BTK, which stands, I believe, for Bind, Torture, and Kill. A while ago, he started resurfacing. Sent a letter to one of the Wichita newspapers, and finally that led to his demise. He now pled guilty to 10 counts of first-degree murder. He'll be getting a life in prison, as when he committed those murders, that was before the reinstatement of the death penalty. So yeah, that in other news. And you know what? That's really the only thing I have left to say. And now we're going to go to that one song that I said was a Fat Cat Daddy's, which it wasn't. It's actually James Katz. K-A-T-Z as in zebra. James Katz, this is Glow.
Don't names drop the bomb.
Cats, Glow, just grabbed a drink off of the front porch, and you might be wondering, like, hey, Skinny, have you been in, you've become such a redneck in your 7 years in Kansas that you have to, like, store your drinks on the front porch? No, but we had a huge 4th of July bash here last night, and great fun, lots of fireworks, really, really loud fireworks, too, and, well... The one thing that didn't come back in was the cooler with all the drinks. So, I guess after the show, I'll come pull it inside just in case some thugs might steal my Diet Mountain Dew. Woo! Can't have that happen now, can we? No, that was James Cads with his song Glow. I believe that's a guy from the East Coast, but I could be totally wrong, in which case he's from the West Coast, in which case he's like 5,000 miles away from where I just said he was. But like I said, this is the most ill-prepared show I've ever done, and I'm sorry, you're along for the ride, but not for very much longer, because that's pretty much about it for me. I do have to... thank a couple of people, Exit 8, who I played in the last episode. They put a link up on their site to mine. That site is Exit 8, Exit, the word Exit, the number 8.com. And mine is skinnywhiteboy.castpod.org. That's skinnywhiteboy.cast with a K, pod.org. You can leave your comments there. You could also email me at castpod, again, castpod with a gay, with a K, with a gay. No, Gaspot with a K at gmail.com. You can leave some audio comments too if you like. I'd really appreciate that. What I also would really appreciate is because it's the beginning of the month and the vote counts have been reset, go to podcastalley.com and vote for this show to get us maybe, hopefully, in about another 1,000 years in the top 100. Again, if you're new to the whole podcasting thing, you don't know what Podcast Alley is. Podcast Alley is it's a directory for podcasts, much like iTunes or iPod or .org. It's also a community of podcasters, and it's also sort of a popularity contest, and I always score really, really low. So come on, guys, just go vote, all right? If you can't find it, there's a vote button right on skinnywhiteboy.castpod.org. And, hey, the weather is beautiful. I'm going to pull in that cooler so the thugs won't steal my Diet Mountain Dew, and I guess I'll be talking to you guys a little bit later. Bye now.
From the Hickory Smoked Heartland, double the mass and half the taste, the Skinny White Boy. Cast Pod.